Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, so the Yankees getting ready, getting set for their game today. They're at the stadium. The weather right now has been misty in the city. I've been outside now an hour, and we don't have windows here, so I can't tell you what the weather is, but you can just look outside your car or wherever you are, and you can tell me what it is. But will they get the whole game in? We'll see. It's supposed to get some rain today. But the Phillies and the Yankees, and it's a star-studded matchup, Aaron Nola versus Gerrit Cole. So that'll be one to keep an eye on, and we'll follow it for you as, yesterday's game not so good. Bats got a little quiet. I was joking around. So the game was on Amazon, right? And we're getting accustomed now to having to get off the cable box and go through streaming to watch our sports. And the one thing I keep coming back to, and you, again, I'd love to hear your feedback on this, because this is a world that we're not going to avoid, everybody. The cord's getting cut little by little. And we have gotten so used to the ability to just, during commercials, maybe a little in the game, like, and or sometimes you just want to check in on different things. Like the Nets were playing last night against the Timberwolves, and I couldn't really do the whole, you know, last channel thing or bouncing around. Because when you are streaming on your smart TV, you're kind of stuck on one app. You could say, oh, you could just out, you know, back out of it. You know how that is. It's not convenient. Like, it's like hitting, you know, you're like just constantly tapping buttons, moving around. Like, it's not as easy as the simple just last button, last channel. Boom. Now I could just jump right into that Nets game, where I am right now on that Nets game, and then boom, hit it back. Now I can see what the Yankees are doing. So all I had to see was this. So it was like 4-0, I think, at the time. And it said up, the Yankees got out of the inning, and it said up next, and it was Aaron Hicks, Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, and Higashioka. Nothing told me, all right, a good time to get out of the app and go see what else is happening on TV than that. Like, that is that not like three names? And I mean, Aaron Hicks is hearing it from everybody, and he just can't deliver. Hicks not in the lineup today, as expected, as you would think, right? Cordero out in right, Cabrera in left. That's what you're getting. Judge in center today. Gleyber is the DH today, in case you're wondering. Trevino behind the plate with Cole. Volpe again at short. LeMahieu second, he's leading off, and then Rizzo first at third. So, you know, and the Donaldson still at third. So, again, you're not getting Kiner-Falefa, you're not getting Hicks. And those are guys that just, you could just tell. Yankees fans, they don't want to hear about it. They don't want to see them. They don't want to know about it. So, you know, that's kind of where I am with that. The Mets, a little bit later now, it's at 1:40 is their first pitch in Milwaukee. Another one, too. You got Corbin Burnes starting for the Brewers, David Peterson for the Mets. And once I see a lineup on that, I'll let you know what that one looks like. But we'll keep an eye on both, let you know what's happening there. So you don't have to do your, you know, last channel and all that stuff. Stick with me here. We got lots to talk about. Again, 800-919-3776 is the number. Again, curious too. Those who have the, like when you watch streaming, like a game like last night, it was on Amazon, the Yankees game, is what, like, is that becoming the one thing that you love cable for? That thing that you can just hit last channel and you can move around when you're watching sports? See, watching movies streaming-wise, you stick to the movie. You're staying with it. Sports, I don't know how you consume it, but I tend to, like, bounce around. I tend to, like, you know, unless it's a good game, I want to leave. But a lot of times I go to commercial or a lull or something's going on, halftime. I will, like, all right, let's see what's going on. Let's see what's happening elsewhere. So do you consume your sports the same way? And is that going to be the one thing that keeps you from going all in on going streaming rather than, like, will that keep you from cutting the cord? Because I think that's the one thing for me that I'm having a hard time with. 800-919-3776. All right, let's get back to some calls here. Ethan is in New Jersey. Ethan, what's happening?
Hey, sorry to backtrack a little bit, but I wanted to sort of posit an idea to you. about the whole Donovan Mitchell situation.
All right.
I've been having this argument since the trade basically, quote-unquote, fell through, that I think Danny Ainge never had any intention of sending him to the Knicks. He put out whatever press he wanted to, saying, you know, whatever, telling Donovan he wanted to. But there were also these reports that were coming out that he was also a little bit upset that Donovan himself wanted out of Utah. And, you know, I think he was a little bit spiteful and in the sense of not wanting to send Donovan where he wanted to go and trying to just swindle the Knicks out of all of those players, Obi, Grimes, Quickly, RJ, six first-round picks. You know, just to see what he could get from him, knowing that he was just, you know, throwing stuff against the wall to see what stuck, and meanwhile shopping him in the background without, you know, making it news.
Ethan, do you trust me?
That's why I'm asking you, because if you tell me I'm crazy, then I'm going to drop it altogether.
You're crazy. All right. First of all, the conversations began at the draft. All right. And they're asking what they asked for around the draft was essentially what they got from Cleveland. The same level of what they wanted. They wanted all on. They had their price. And this is, I know somebody very well in the organization, Utah now. I actually did a podcast for, I jumped on a podcast for their team, their official team podcast. And we did a whole podcast. So I know somebody, I knew somebody there. And I would check in. And the constant thing I kept getting back was, the Knicks offers keep getting worse. Now, the other thing I want to let you know is that Danny Ainge, this is another thing that Danny Ainge was not the guy on the phone. He was not. Danny Ainge was, of course, he was, you know, kept abreast of things, but it wasn't like he and Leon Rose were constantly having conversations. They spoke at the Summer League in person, but they weren't the ones doing the negotiating. It was all going on by others. You're right about and you just heard Stephen A. Smith say he talked to Donovan. I've talked to Donovan's family. He expected to be a Knick. He was expected.
For sure.
It was something they would do for him. But when Cleveland saw that the Knicks kept hedging, Cleveland at the – now, remember how late this went. Cleveland jumped in and said, take it or leave it, we'll offer you this, and it was comparable to what the original asking price was, which was Mitchell Robinson, R.J. Barrett, and picks. Now, they gave up Lauri Markkanen, Colin Sexton, and picks. Think about that for a minute. And one of the picks was Walker Kessler, who was a fantastic player. So think about that, what they got. And tell me how anything else the Knicks could have offered would have matched that, aside from Mitchell Robinson, R.J. Barrett, and picks, right?
No, you're right.
They got two starters.
You know, again,
so that's what it was. Yeah. It was about because they traded Gobert, and then moving on from Mitchell Robinson. I mean, Donovan Mitchell. You're losing two starters. They wanted two starters in return, and so they ended up getting two starters in return. That's essentially how that worked out.
Right.
So there really is no conspiracy. It was more of the Jazz had a price. The Knicks didn't think they had a lot of competition. So they thought, well, we don't have to overpay. And they ended up losing because the Cavs jumped in and gave a take-it-or-leave-it offer, and the Jazz took it.
Gotcha.
Okay?
No, that makes sense. And, you would know way better than I ever would. So that's why I wanted to run it by
you. I just want to make sure people – but I'm glad you brought it up, and thanks for the call. I'm glad you brought it up because I know a lot of people that keep talking about this. I think we have people on the air here in New York that talk about that all the time. Danny Ainge was never going to let that happen. Guys, listen to the smart people in our business. Woj, who's as connected as anybody. Stephen A., as connected as anybody. Listen to those people, and they will tell you the same thing that I keep telling you. Well, you don't want to have to believe me. You don't want to believe me. Don't believe me. But if I'm not the only one saying it, you probably should believe me. Or believe them if you don't think I'm credible. So let's put that away and get back to the conversation, which is you got to beat them, and then the ghost of Donovan Mitchell is exercised. Al in Brooklyn. Al, how are we feeling?
Good, good. I'm going to change up what I wanted to talk about a little bit because of what you just said about the package that the Knicks offered.
All right.
Because I just kind of believe that Donovan Mitchell is the second best player on the championship team. If the Knicks had traded for him, we would be looking at the same thing that we're looking at right now, possibly a first-round win, no chance of winning in the second round. I don't think that he's that much better than Jalen Brunson. He just jumps higher. What else is better about his game than Jalen Brunson's game? Somebody has to explain that to me, because Jalen Brunson dusted him off in the playoffs himself without Luka last year.
It's true.
Knocked him off.
That's fair.
So all these Donovan Mitchell people, especially Stephen A., I hate when he speaks for Knicks fans. Knicks fans don't want anything to do with Stephen A. Let me tell you, I would take a championship team if we had a bunch of role players rather than have a superstar. I don't give a damn about a superstar. All he's talking about is the bright lights, the high jumping, the highlights, ESPN. I just want to win. That's all. I just want to win.
I hear you, Al, and I think Donovan's box office for all the reasons you said, but the idea that you want to win a championship with role players, you don't do that in the NBA anymore, unfortunately. It just doesn't, happen anymore.
I'm just saying I would accept it.
Oh, I get it.
I don't have to have a superstar.
No.
You know, I mean,
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you. But that's the one problem. Like 2004 Pistons was probably the last time we saw a team that really didn't have the superstar. They just had a lot of dudes. They had a lot of really good players. And they caught the Lakers when the Lakers just were imploding and hated each other. So it was like the perfect storm.
But Donovan Mitchell's not that guy, huh? He's not. Come on. I mean, he was in Utah. He had a good team in Utah.
Yeah.
Cleveland was actually supposed to be a better team than the Knicks. If they looked at it, they're further ahead, and they're still only projected to possibly get out of the first round.
Yeah, that's what makes this such a good matchup. And Al, and thanks for the call. And I don't disagree with you. Like, I love the guy, but as I pointed out, when you're playing against somebody, you start finding weaknesses. And the one thing about Donovan Mitchell that he's going to have to do in the postseason is play defense. He's got to defend people. Michael and Carl Place, what's up, Michael?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I just had a question on the comment on the cable point you were making.
Mm-hmm.
I still have cable, and the only reason why I have it is to watch Ranger and Knick games, and that's pretty much about it, because Dolan won't let us find another way to get MSG.
Well, you can if you wait till the start of next season when the new MSG Plus will be out, and you'll be able to do streaming that way. I don't know if you saw the announcement, but that's coming next season. You'll be able to stream all the games.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Have a great day.
You too. See? Just helping out people left and right. Jason and Wayne. Jason.
Hey, how's it going, Alan?
What's up?
I wanted to talk to you about, your point about Donovan Mitchell not being the defensive player. And, that would be really a big problem with the Knicks. But moreover, we would not have Josh Hart right now. So, on top of, obviously we traded a first-round pick for him, and then we would have traded away, let's just say we would have traded away Barrett and Grimes before they were looking for, Mitchell, Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
Where would the Knicks be? I mean, the scoring is not our problem right now. It's, playing defense on a consistent basis.
You're right. You wouldn't have Josh Hart because of the pick that you included in the deal with Cam Reddish to get Josh Hart. And that pick would have been gone. So, yeah, I mean, you could argue that the team would look a lot different. Now, you'd also have to build the team differently. I would argue that Carmelo Anthony might be on the Knicks if they had made that trade. Melo would have been a guy you could have brought in off the bench. And how would they look with Melo? I have no idea. I would love to see it just for the story, but I don't know. But I think Carmelo Anthony would have been a Knick if that deal went down and – again, you lose, a handful of players in a big deal like that for a star player. So who knows what they would have looked like? I don't know. And let's remember, they start out the season 2 games under 500. And then Tom Thibodeau had to make a major change in the rotation and, make some tough decisions, making some guys sit. So, a lot of things happened this year that you can't – what is it, the fallacy of the predetermined outcome, right? Michael Kay talks about all the time. We can't say where the Knicks would be. Well, they'd be just where they were because nothing that's happened since them not making that trade would happen. So you don't know. You're right. I don't know what they would look like. And if there was no Mitchell Robinson, what would they look like defensively without him and on the boards without him? So I'm with you.
Yeah, I mean, look.
We don't know.
You're talking about bringing in Carmelo, but that just furthers the problem about defense because that guy is shoot first and not pass and not play defense.
Well, he's a different guy now at this point of his career. He's different now. I wouldn't call him the guy that you saw in 2014. He's different now. So I, but I, and I'm not like he'd be playing 50, he wouldn't be playing 40 minutes a night either. I'm just letting people know, like, if they had to make that deal to take players out of the depth, you would need players and you'd need to sign them to, you know, player, you know, team friendly deals. Melo was a guy that I was told was someone on the radar if something like this went down and they had to fill out the roster with some talent. I think Carmelo would have been on the team.
But at this point, is not Fournier better than Melo? I mean, and we, you know, Fournier can't get on the court because he can't play defense.
Yeah, yeah. Jason, Jason, you're right. And again, it's the idea that we don't know what they would have looked like. We don't. And you can't just pull players out, put players in and say, see, that's the difference. There's no way of knowing. What you know, though, is without him, they finished fifth. And with him, the Cavs finished fourth. The separation is 3.5 games so far. We don't know how it's going to end, and neither team really has a lot to play for. So I think you just stop here. You stop here at 50-30, 46-33. You stop there. Because these last three games for both these teams don't matter. So actually, I think it's two left for the Cavs. So you can't look at whatever the final record is. Right now at this point, because both teams are locked into their spots, all you know is that the difference between getting him and not getting him, and then other moves that you made after not getting him, is a three-game difference. But you'll learn more when you get into the postseason and you go head-to-head. Because that's when you'll figure out is if we can beat them, then you could argue you're better off without them. 800-919-3776. Patrick in Queens. What's up, Patrick?
Hey, Alan. How are you?
What's up?
What I was saying is that as far as the new wave of watching sports, you have to have like multiple screens up. You can't just – if you don't have cable – you have to have the streaming services on one. You have to have your phone, and if you have a tablet or a laptop, that's the only way you could. That's the only way you could get
doesn't
all the scores.
Doesn't that seem more complicated than last channel button?
Yeah, it's annoying. It's annoying. I will say it. Last night, I was going back and forth through the NBA TV app, trying to watch the Laker game as well as chime in on the the Warriors.
Yeah.
So you have to have multiple screens up, which is kind of annoying, which is something we try to get out of when you had cable. You had the picture in picture and then you could go back and forth. But now it's like we're going backwards a little bit.
Yeah, I'm with you. And there was a time where way back you go when like I was a kid where I remember being at some places this one kid's dad was like a big sports fan. So he had the big TV in the cabinet. And then on top of the TV, he had two smaller TVs. That he had. It was like, damn, like it was a whole, like, and it was tube TV. So these are like these big fat thing, like boxes. And that's how they did it. And I was marveling at that. But now you tell me I got to have an iPad here. I got my phone. And then they have a game on a TV. And that's how I'm consuming it? Nah.
Well, that's what you have to do. Think about it. Knicks.
I don't want to do it.
If the Knicks and the Rangers are in. This is what's going to happen. You won't be able to flip back and forth.
Yeah, I'm with you. But, Patrick, it's a new world that we have to adjust to. Let's go to Dave in Cranford. What's up, Dave?
Yo, Han.
What's happening?
Hey, man, I just want to say I agree with you. I watch this stuff the same way you do. And, like, Yankee game last night was a good example. Like, it was a pain in the neck, man. It was just I absolutely do exactly what you do. And I know it's probably going to push us in that. I think it's –
oh, we're heading there. We're gonna go kicking and screaming, Dave. You and I. We're gonna go kicking and screaming.
I'm 100% with you. One quick question on the Knicks, man. Yeah. The lineup that they put out, I'm a Knicks fan, but I don't know the team the way you do. But like the lineup they put out there against the last time we played the Cavs and we beat them without Julius Randle, right? Mm-hmm. Do you think that they'll be I want Randle back. I'm not crazy, man. 25-10, like you just can't go find
exactly.
That. So I want him back. So like I'm not trying to crap on him. Too many people do, but at the end of the day, do you think they'll use that smaller lineup, like, you know, for maybe some extended periods of time, like just because it was so successful, you know, getting quickly out there more, you know, getting the other guys that were really playing well that particular game, because I really think they found like a pretty good rhythm.
Yes, and here's what you do, and this is what Stephen A. brought up when I talked to him in the previous hour. is he talked about how even though series, Dave, are won with your stars. I mean, any playoff series, your stars are leading the way. But you can steal moments of the game if you have better depth than the other team, if your bench is better. And the Knicks bench is really good. Now, the Cavs bench is good, too. They bring in some guys that can play. But one guy like Caris LeVert, who can score, another dude that does not defend. I mean, he gives you nothing. And what did Obi Toppin do to him? Obi took off all the time. He caught him looking. And so Obi got out in that third quarter, and he kept getting, like, easy buckets because Caris LeVert's not paying attention, and Obi leaks out, and then now you have easy, fast breaks. So those are, like, little things that I think you put a lineup out there at times, especially, you know, once if Mobley's out there and Jared Allen's on the bench, like, you take advantage of them being a slightly smaller, slightly less rim protection, and also a team that you can run on. And that, I think, is what you find. And those are the things that can make a difference in a series. Does it win you the series? No. For the last 5 minutes, what your main guys do, what Brunson does versus, you know, Garland and Mitchell, that's going to matter the most. But still, when you can steal these moments and these momentum kind of things, that can also have an impact, you know, on the series. Dave, thanks so much. I appreciate the call.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
But you know what? We've done a lot of conversation now in the first half of the show. And right now it's time for us to step aside and let the headline makers do the talking in the segment we like to call Audio Files.
The Audio File.
So let's see. So last night, the Lakers needed overtime to beat the Jazz. LeBron James had to play extra minutes. Anthony Davis had to play over 40 minutes. They play tonight against the Clippers on ESPN. It's a big game in the standings because for the Lakers, as first they were just trying to get into the 7-10. Now they have a chance to get out of the 7-10 and be a top six, which buys them a week off. LeBron had to do everything that he had to do to help his team win. The Lakers have won four in a row. They've been on some stretch right now. And LeBron is all about it while playing, of course, on the injured foot. So as he's talking in the postgame, his teammates are making some noises. And see if you can make out what exactly they are, the noises they're making for LeBron.
You know, especially when you're playing against teams that's been scoring. So we had to get stops, and we did that. I gotta stay focused. I'm locked in, y'all.
Now, Ray, what exactly do you think they were doing there?
They were definitely calling LeBron the GOAT.
They were making GOAT noises, right?
Yes.
See, yeah, that definitely, let me just, again.
You know, especially when you're playing against teams that's been scoring. So
actually, to be honest with you, some of them were pretty good, like pretty accurate. His teammates calling him the GOAT. Okay, fine. He's the GOAT. That's how they want to feel. He's playing great. But now you've got to play a game against the Clippers tonight where you're tied, across the board tied, 41-38. even like their records are Stephen A. said this, ridiculously identical. Both 21 and 18 at home. Both 20 and 20 on the road. Is this a, let me check real quick. Is this a, who's the home team tonight? Where is it? Where is it? NBA, there we are. The Clippers are the home team. Yeah, the Clippers are the home team. So this is a big, it's a swing game in many ways. The Lakers could jump into the sixth spot. In fact, they actually would have a really good shot at fifth. And imagine a first-round series with the Suns all of a sudden. Could be a reality. But still, it's a back-to-back. Big game tonight. So LeBron talking about his focus on this game.
I'm thinking about putting my feet in the ice bucket right now, to be completely honest. I haven't played that many minutes in about 5.5 weeks. I'm thinking about getting my body ready, mentally prepared for tomorrow. And then when tomorrow get here, we'll see what happens.
I think he's playing. But what about Anthony Davis?
Obviously, I haven't played in back-to-back in a long time. Didn't play like 42 minutes or something like that. So probably the most I played since I've been back. So, I mean, we all get on a phone call or something tomorrow and go from there.
Surprised no cat noises in the background for him. Anyways, it's hard to believe that he would even talk. I haven't played in back-to-back in a long time. I don't know. Dude, this game could buy you a week off. Play! I mean, like, if you're a teammate and you're nearby, you're making goat noises for LeBron, and you hear him going like, well, I got to see how I feel. Be like, are you crazy? Man, you better be on that damn court. Drag your ass out there and play. What are you, afraid of Zubac? Come on, man. This is for a top six. You get yourself in the top six and buy a week off, and you're like, man, I don't know if I can play it back-to-back now. I don't know if I can handle that. God, he's got so much talent, and yet he's so damn frustrating. All right, at the end of our show yesterday, we were able to get this in as Caitlin Clark was on Outside the Line. Now, she was named, Edie as well. Is it Edie? Right? It was named the Wooden Award winners, meaning the best players in college basketball. Caitlin Clark, I mean, it's obvious she was. But the whole story about her and Angel Reese and the rivalry and everything else. So if you might have missed it, it was at the end of the show. Let me bring it back because it was such a big story. Let's just put a bow on it and move on. Because Caitlin Clark said everything that you are supposed to say in these situations. There is no issue. There is no rivalry. There's no hatred. This is sports. And leave Angel Reese alone.
I don't think Angel should be criticized at all. No matter which way it goes, she should never be criticized for what she did. I'm just one that competes and she competed. So I think everybody knew there was going to be a little trash talk in the entire tournament. It's not just me and Angel. So I don't think she should be criticized. Like I said, LSU deserves it. They played so well. And like I said, I'm a big fan of hers.
I mean, that's the right thing to say. That's what you want. We love it. It's the drama. We love this stuff. That's what you want to have, is this type of stuff, not just in the men's game, but the women's game. And Caitlin Clark, she hears you, and you think you're sticking up for her, and she's telling you, no. No, you can't have one. It can't be good for them, but not good for us.
I think men have always had trash talk. That's what it's been. And I think more and more people, as they turn on the game, they're appreciating it for what it is. I'm just lucky enough that I get to play this game and have emotion and wear it on my sleeves. And so does everybody else. So that should never be torn down. That should never, be criticized, because I believe that's what makes this game so fun. That's what draws people to this game. That's what draws it to the pro level, to college level, to the high school level. So either way, it doesn't matter. You should be able to play with that emotion. That's what makes it so fun. Nobody wants to tune in and not see people, be competitive and passionate about what they're doing across any sport. That's how it should be. So I believe that's, what it should be. And that's how I'm going to continue to play. That's how every girl should continue to play. So I'm just lucky enough that, we have fans support us and, want to watch that type of basketball.
So drop the mic. Let that be the last thing said about this. All right, we continue on Audio Files. It's brought to you by Samwell Institute for Pain Management. Speaking of pain management, Jalen Brunson will not play tonight against the Pacers. They're calling it right hand maintenance. It's essentially because the Knicks aren't playing for anything anymore. They're on the road in Indiana. And with three games to go in the season, locked in at the fifth seed, let Jalen Brunson just heal up and make sure that he's 100% when the postseason begins. But in the meantime, Luka Doncic and company in Dallas, they're still fighting their way into the 7-10 play-in. Half game out. So they still got some work to do. But while this has been a struggle for Dallas ever since the trade for Kyrie Irving, Luka was asked you know, you guys miss Jalen Brunson? How much do you miss him?
How much have you guys missed Brunson?
A lot. Amazing guy, amazing player, you know, for sure.
Oh, pay attention to that. Pay attention to that. I'm telling everybody. His reaction was very genuine. And I just want to know, I'm not saying anything's going to happen. I'd watch it closely, especially if Dallas decides to keep Kyrie after this year. But never mind that part. I'm just going to ask this question. We'll get back to it later. When you hear Luka say that, when you see how Jalen is received around the league, you know the Knicks have never had a magnet. It's been a long time since they had a magnet. When I say a magnet, you know what that is. That's like when other players look and go, man, I kind of want to go there. I like that guy. I'll play with, you know, I'd love to be teammates with him. Is Jalen Brunson finally that magnet? Remember when KD said, you know, the Knicks weren't cool? Nothing cool about them? Is Jalen Brunson cool? Luka thinks so. All right, we continue on audio files. Oh, this is another great story here. Doc Rivers, after the game last night, Joel Embiid went for 52 points. And they beat the Celtics. And he has had some stretch now down the stretch to finish the season. He's been in the MVP race the last 3 years. He has not won it. Is this the year he finally overtakes Nikola Jokic? Here's Doc Rivers in the postgame.
The MVP race is over. Tonight, we couldn't make shots. We had guys with open shots. The man just scored half our points in the NBA game. And I'm biased, but the MVP race is over.
Is it over? Would you agree with that? I think they'll be voter fatigue when it comes to Jokic. All they wanted was somebody to give them a reason to vote for someone else. And I think Joel Embiid gave them that reason. I think so. All right, on to football. Remember, I went nuts yesterday about this, and so did Greeny as well and others. This whole notion that started by Mike Tannenbaum that the Jets should use their 13th pick in the draft later this month to get a quarterback. I mean, I lost my mind, as you know. So all the different experts, Ryan Clark, he agrees. But I need to get like a smart football people. There's no way that someone like Marcus Spears, who I absolutely love, believes the same thing. So Marcus Spears on Get Up, please. What do you feel about the idea of the Jets taking a quarterback at 13?
It's actually a great idea. The fortunate part for you is it probably won't be a quarterback that they hold that high in regard after the first few guys are taken off the clock. Fix your eyes, G. Put them back in your head, okay? Because here's what I don't want to deal with, all right? I plan on being at ESPN for a while. So I know I'm going to see the breakdown that you have when Aaron Rodgers comes into an offseason and says, I don't want to play anymore, or I want to go home, or I want to go to another team, or I'm not sure about the Jets organization. It didn't just work out. I know that time is coming. You don't want to face that time because we're in the newness of the possibility of Aaron Rodgers going to the New York Jets. So you don't want to deal with that right now. And I understand that. But we know that this is going to come to a crashing ending. Okay? Everybody knows that. So here's the deal. You're saved for a year, like Kmart just said, because I don't think there's a quarterback. But the Jets should be looking for a quarterback of the future. They should be looking for a guy that's going to take the franchise further than where Aaron Rodgers will. Not winning, but time-wise. It's not dumb. It wasn't dumb when the Green Bay Packers did it. And it's not going to be dumb when the New York Jets do it.
Swaggo, it's dumb. It's dumb for many reasons, including the fact that you have a guy already on your roster. You took number two overall. That you could say what you want about what he's looked like when he has played. But I'll start the conversation about Zach Wilson saying it just was too much too soon for him. Doesn't mean he doesn't have talent or potential. It just he wasn't ready. And some young quarterbacks come into the league and they are not ready. And they're told you got to be ready or else you're done. And it's unfair. Some guys are just not ready. Doesn't mean they can't do it. Geno Smith, great example. Now, hopefully we don't have to wait till Zach Wilson is 32 years old to find out, but bottom line is, you have Aaron Rodgers for a short window. You've got to load up and use every asset you have to load up so you can win a championship. That 13th pick, you're loading up. That 13th pick is not about life after Aaron. It's about life with Aaron. Period. Next paragraph. Moving on. Speaking of quarterbacks, this other story in the AFC East. Interesting. Reports that Bill Belichick was shopping Mac Jones around in the offseason. Is there a reason why he wouldn't commit who was going to be the starter this year, Mac Jones or Bailey Zappi? Is that possibly the reason why? Is Mac Jones not the quarterback of the future that they thought he was in New England? And how does stuff like this leak out? That's not the Patriot way. Matt Cassel on KJM agrees.
The way in which Belichick runs his organization and he runs the offense, defense, special teams, look, it kind of stays in-house, right? You got to avoid the outside distractions, avoid the outside noise. And I think that I'm sure that when Mac Jones went outside the building to go get help or go get advice, that probably pissed off Bill Belichick. And that's just always how he's operated, because if you have an issue, come to me. If you have an issue with the offense, go to the offensive coordinator, go to the source. So I'm sure that was something that upset Coach Belichick.
Something to keep an eye on up in New England, no doubt about it. All right, last but not least, last night on the Yankee broadcast, you had visitors in the broadcast booth with Michael Kay and company. That'd be the Jonas Brothers. And they're talking baseball as best as they can.
Now, where's the stage going to be set up here? Do you know yet?
Straight ahead of you. You'd have the best view in the house if you guys weren't in Miami.
So that would be nice.
Be right down by the ball pit there.
The ball pit.
The ball pit? Yes. Joe's going to fill that with ball pit.
Oh, no. You guys didn't get that note? No, we're going to fill up the ball pit.
The ball pit. Okay.
With ball. With it's going to be like a McDonald's ball pit.
I like that better. I think I like that better.
Yeah, it's going to really bring another energy to the field.
Tequila and ball pits.
Love it.
That's how we roll.
The ball pit. That's awesome. Jonas Brothers will be performing at Yankee Stadium later in the summer, but classic moment. Ball pit. Yeah, I'm a guy. It's like trying to talk sports, and then your brothers look. Like, the one thing that's cool about that moment, too, is that his brothers completely went all over, like, jumped in on him. Like, you know how that is, right? You say something stupid, you know your brother's jumping on you on that one. No matter where you are. You're on a broadcast, it doesn't matter. I'm going to call you out. The ball pit. Just like the bullpen Coyotes. Right, Peter Rosenberg? One of my favorite moments ever in my radio broadcast career was when Peter Rosenberg and I worked together one time on the K Show, you know, filling stuff, because that's what I'm worth. And we were filling in together and had a great, and we just were going off the rails about stuff. The ways we would change baseball. And Peter made this idea that let's go bullpen Coyotes. Meaning that you can speed the game up by just randomly releasing a coyote out of the bullpen. And they just, like a pop fly ball to left. Oh my God, the carnage. Yankee fans would probably root for that with certain players on their roster right now. That is Audio Files. Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Ray.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
So we have that time together, you and I. 800-919-3776, of course, is the number. Coming up in the Power Hour, you get your opportunity to be part of it. We had some pretty good ones yesterday. All right, but before we go, I'll play two of the best from yesterday. We'll get the call set up for that. But let's get a couple of more calls in here before we set up for the Power Hour. Let's go to Joe in Staten Island. What's up, Joe?
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing?
So, Yankees last night, 5-8, went 0-13.
Painful.
Right? And
painful.
I don't want to hear, Boone's not making the lineup. There is no plausible I don't care if you use sabermetric analytics, that Josh Donaldson should be batting fifth on this lineup. He shouldn't be batting fifth on my six-year-old daughter's softball team. Okay?
He's fifth today.
Yeah, and actually, he should not be batting fifth.
Actually, Connor Falefa is in for him, so I don't know if there was an injury. I haven't seen anything posted, but Connor Falefa is already in the game. So he's not in the game anymore.
I've never hoped anybody for an injury, but I'll hope for that injury.
But I'll tell you what, though, with the other part of it that I brought up was I'm watching the game last night, and I'm bored because the Yankee offense was just anemic. And I got, you know, you see in the lower of the box, like at the end of an inning, it'll tell you who's up next. And when I saw it was Hicks, Connor Falefa, and Higashioka, I'm like, all right, time to change the channel. Like the bottom of the lineup is just like there's nothing there right now.
It's horrible. And the only thing I do like about watching it on a streaming platform or Amazon Prime, to be specific, is you can bring up the box score at the same time that you're watching.
Oh yeah, yeah. So, if you're, I agree with you. If you're focused on one game and one game only, it's great because you do have all those other options, like you said. And a lot of times you end up staying in the building. You don't go to like straight commercial. You get a little more ambiance. But I'm talking about, like, you know what I mean, Joe, and thanks for the call. When you're channel surfing, when you got a couple of games on, when you want to follow a couple of things, you know, that's something you like to do, and it's just so much harder to do it. Jay in New Jersey. What's up, Jay?
Hey, how you doing, hon?
All right.
Hey, listen, great show.
Thank
on
you.
The Knicks going to the playoffs, my thoughts are I think the Knicks are going to continue proving everybody wrong just like they've done all year. I think we're going to beat Cleveland. I think Brunson is going to make people stop saying the Knicks need a star. He's going to show that he is a star because almost everybody that Mitchell goes against in the first round of the playoffs looks like a star as far as the guards. Brunson looked like the star against him last year. So I think he's just going to prove that out again this year. And just in case, like if the Knicks did lose by some strange reason, it wouldn't be a complete disappointment for the whole season for me just because I'm proud of this team. I'm proud of the way they play. I'm proud of the way they fight. They've got a great bench. Everybody's developing. I'm happy with where the team is this year and think they're just going to build on it. So just want to hear your thoughts on that.
I'm with you, Jay, on that part. Like, I'll be disappointed. I'll be frustrated because I think they can win this series. I think they, you know, part of me feels like you should win this series. You know, like they can match up with this team, and I think they can beat them. But I also, you know, the reality of, you know, when you don't have home court advantage and the other team has a guy like Mitchell who can light it up, it's a star. You got to figure out how you're going to stop him. And Garland's really good as well. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be tough. But you know what? What you said about the star, about what Brunson can be, we all know you make your name in the regular season, you make your fame in the postseason. And last year, in that first round, Brunson was electric. He was unbelievable. And then Luka came back, and it all became about Luka again. But Brunson still had good games. But now, this is Jalen's time. Like, you know, let's see if he can make his fame. And thanks for the call, Jay. If he can make his fame right here. Like, we all know. You do it for a New York team, it's like times 1,000. Now, the one thing you could argue is that we always talk about how, boy, you play in New York, and your star power is, you know, goes up exponentially. And has that happened for Jalen? Jalen's had a great year. You know, he didn't get all-star. He didn't get enough votes even to be considered potentially a starter. Like, think about that. All the Knicks fans in the world, and he didn't get enough votes to be even in the top five among guards. Never mind win it. Top five. Thought you all love your players. So that didn't happen. And, you know, he's still got to convince people that he's good enough to help the Knicks win in the postseason, and maybe that happens with, you know, what you do in these playoff games. So these are pretty big games coming up for him and his career as well. All right. So as you know, the Power Hour's coming. Yesterday, I love doing this stuff with you guys because you don't have Bart here to do the bellowing Power Hour that he always likes to do. We had callers do it, and we're going to give you a chance, those who might have missed out yesterday, or even some of you that might have, you know, failed yesterday. Those of you that, you know, heard this, which means, you know, it was lacking, you get your second chance, 800-919-3776. Here's an example, though, of what we're looking for. Craig in Brooklyn yesterday.
It's the power hour, hour.
You see what I'm saying? Like, you got it right. Don't hurt yourself. He got the gong. I didn't want him to hurt himself because it really felt like he was going to go with the vocal cruciate ligament injury. Tony in Somerset.
It's the power hour.
You see what I'm saying? All right, so you got to have the power in your voice, so you got to say it with your chest. You've got to have a little bit of grit and grime in there as well. But it has to, you have to deliver. So you want the gong, you don't want that. So we set up the calls. Power Hour next.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.